Integration, Balance, Power. 2012 to 2021. In 2011 and 2012, the global oil price hit historic highs. Frisa experienced significant growth until 2014, making long-term investments possible. The leadership of Eduardo Garza Tejunco focused on strengthening the work culture and developing the company's integration projects. The aerospace expansion in 2012 was followed by the open die plant in 2013 and the steel mill in 2016, with optimal technology for special steel production. Frisa Metals was born later in Houston to market our steels. The oil collapse of 2015 and 2016 hit our segment related to that industry. Conversely, the aerospace sector accelerated, and between 2016 and 2019, Frisa Aerospace experienced huge growth. Carlos Garza assumed leadership in November 2017 and was an agent of inclusion and diversity in the work and technological innovation teams, which led to multiplying the plant's capacities and doubling business in 2 years. The company positioned itself as a supplier to large manufacturers. Frisa invested in equipment for machining, and Frisa Precision was created in 2020 to add value to our products. In January 2020, Carlos Garza became CEO. A few weeks later, the SARS-CoV-19 pandemic reached Nuevo León, stopping the economy and movement around the world. Today, we know that crises are temporary. Frisa begins a new cycle strengthened with the power of its specialized divisions and unique abilities. Anecdote: we learned to forge aluminum. Forging aluminum pieces was the result of our focus and tenacity. The commercial team identified and approached the market. Frisa Forge took the risk of investing. The forging and metallurgy engineers successfully developed the process for a very sensible metal. As a result, we opened up new diversification opportunities.